Okay, that takes care of, excuse me, all the seating business. We'll move on now to other business.
This is case number 10,710, Liberty Towers LLC. They had a special use exception for a communication tower and a variance from the height requirement. They're asking for a time extension. I can read their letter. Their finding of facts expires November 10th. But they wrote, as you know, Liberty Towers received a special use exception from Sussex County Board of Adjustment on October 4, 2010 to construct and operate a wireless communications facility at Pepper's Landing Lane. This approval is set to expire on November 10, 2011. By way of this letter, Liberty Towers respectfully requests an extension of time with regard to the approval. Due to current economic conditions, Liberty Towers does not anticipate building this site until 2012. We respectfully request that the approval be extended for a period of 1 year to November 10, 2012.
Didn't we recently approve, or when there recently a request from them for another tower?
A different location.
Yeah, but same company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we denied that, right?
I think you granted them 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, and kind of told them to fish or cut bait, so to speak.
Yeah, we did. It was 3 months.
You discussed six, but then you went to three.
Yep. But we thought that was enough. They'd already been in, so that's the same company.
Right.
They don't. What? I'm sorry, I missed the letter. Said they don't have a use for it at present.
Due to current economic conditions.
Okay. So they speculated and built.
They do not anticipate building the site until 2012.
So.
Yet we hear from the cell companies that
they need them.
They have to put them in.
Oh yeah, go ahead right away. It's. Myself, I don't.
3 months.
That's fine with me.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,710, time extension for a period of 3 months. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, case number 10,482, Wyatt F. and Elizabeth Hammond. This is Route 16 east of Bayfront Road, being lot 49 in Broghill Beach. This was, Mr. Brohl, you remember this. This was a lot of controversy. They're asking for another time extension. This was a variance from the front and side yard. This was the house that was right in the water.
Oh, yeah.
Broghill.
Yes.
Okay, remember?
They've got a previous extension?
They were approved a time extension 10-18-10. And they had their letter in, but we just missed it. But since the granting of the above variance, the applicant has been pursuing permits and approvals from Denrec and other agencies. And that's their problem.
These are the ones that had to have a septic tank.
Special holding tank.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, my recollection is that when they called to discuss that, they were fairly sure that Denrec was not going to let them build where they wanted to build in the first place, and that they were going to end up having to relocate the structure, in which case the original approval wouldn't be any good anyway because it was site-specific. So I would suggest if you're going to give them any extension, you limit it to 3 months, and you know, that way they ought to know. And if Denrec's not going to work with them, then they're going to have to refile a new application anyway.
Fish or cut bait, 3 months.
They're requesting a year.
Gentlemen?
I mean, they should know soon, I think, whether Denrec's going to work with them or not.
Motion for 3 months.
Okay. Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,482, time extension for a period of 3 months. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case approved for 3 months. Next case.